In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome back to your program, Approaches. And today we are going to speak about the hidden mystery. Because, you know, just speaking about mysteries or secrets may attract attention of many people. And actually we have the great mystery in the whole life, which is the mystery of Christ. You know, it was written by St. Paul, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. So this is the greatest mystery, and it's a good way to present our Christianity by saying it's the hidden mystery or the great mystery. Again, it was written in the Gospel of St. John, I did not know him, St. John the Baptist said so, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore, I came baptizing with water, and John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. So he said, I did not know him. It was like a mystery, but I could see him, and I made sure that he was the one, the Messiah. Again, you know, the same mystery was given by Isaiah when he said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God. Look to this, he was the son and a son of man, because he started saying, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. But he will be called the Almighty, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. He is our son, but still have the name of Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. It's a mystery. How can be he Son of Man and also the Almighty God and the Father of everyone? Again, the Lord himself spoke about the mystery when he said once, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babes. So, strangely enough, that this mystery can be understood or accepted by babes, not by the wise and prudent people. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son, as if the Son is the secret, except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, so the mystery of Trinity, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. So this secret or mystery is revealed through the Son. Now through Christ we can understand God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Through the Son, Christ, we understand how Christ is really God and also man. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. So this rest is related to understanding the mystery, the hidden mystery. Again, you know, St. John in his epistle said that which was from the beginning, the mystery, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. So this is again the hidden mystery. It was there within the Father, but now it was manifested to us through the incarnate Christ. Again, St. Paul once said, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery And I have briefly written already, by which when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. So many times St. Paul is saying that Christ is like a mystery. He was the hidden mystery revealed to us in the New Testament. But you know, the non-believers cannot or did not yet understand the mystery. We are revealing the hidden mystery of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, you know, in his letter to Romans, the last chapter, St. Paul said, "Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, kept secret since the world began, but now has been made manifest." Again, this secret was kept covered and hidden, but now it was revealed, manifested, and by the prophetic scriptures has been made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith. So the secret of God was revealed through the prophets and totally revealed in the incarnate Christ, and now we are preaching this manifested secret of God who came to save us, and this is Christianity. Again, in Colossians chapter 1, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. As you see, there are many expressions of this, many verses in the New Testament saying that Christ was like a mystery hidden, but nowadays revealed by the Holy Spirit through the apostles, through the evangelists, through we Christians, to tell everyone that Christ is risen, Christ is God, the eternal life now available for everyone who believes. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery. The riches of the glory of the mystery. So by understanding or by accepting the mystery of Christ, by believing in him as God and Savior, now we are getting the riches of his glory. Among the Gentiles, because the Gentiles are also called, invited to share in this mystery and to enjoy the eternal life, which is Christ. The mystery simply is Christ. In you, now Christ, not in heaven, but with the Holy Spirit dwelling in our hearts, now Christ is in us. So this is the real mystery of the new covenant, the hope of glory. Again, it was written in his letter to Corinthians, St. Paul said, "However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery." Again, he's speaking about wisdom related to the mystery, not the wisdom of the philosophers and the proud people, but it's the heavenly wisdom related to the hidden mystery of God. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Again he said, "But as it's written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him, but God has revealed them." So the revelation of the hidden mystery of Christ is completed by the revelation of the outcome of his salvation, which is eternal life. You know, always in the Bible you can see that when it comes to the mystery or secret, usually you find the verb of revelation, revealing or proclaiming or manifesting the mystery. So by following Christ, we are fellow of this mystery. We all share the real truth of God incarnate, our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. Next time we'll continue with this hidden mystery at one of the approaches to non-believers. Glory to God. Amen.